This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
It would be premature to comment on this. Those were the words of the world's best-known physicist, Professor Stephen Hawking, on being asked about reports that scientists at CERN have discovered subatomic particles, neutrinos, travelling faster than the speed of light. Faster than light travel is normally not taken seriously outside science fiction, and the findings, which have yet to be independently verified, have stunned researchers. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports.
Over the past 3 years, a total of 15,000 beams of neutrinos were fired from CERN towards Gran Sasso in Italy, some 730 kilometers away. Measurements indicate the neutrinos traveled at a speed of 60 nanoseconds, or 60 billionth of a second faster than the speed of light. Scientists are taking a generally cautious approach toward these findings. Physics coordinator of the CERN experiment, Dario Otiero, says this is not a discovery. Rather, it's an observation, which needs to be independently confirmed by other scientific laboratories.
Then, of course, if it will be confirmed, this will imply some deep changes perhaps in the conception in our actual conception of the space-time. So there are some theories which go in that direction, but we deliberately decided not to enter in any theoretical interpretation of the result.
Otero does not believe the findings, if confirmed, will undermine Albert Einstein's theory of relativity, which says that nothing in the universe can travel faster than the speed of light. He says all knowledge is built upon previous knowledge. He says very little is known about the universe, so scientists have a lot of challenges ahead.
To be honest, it is a pretty amazing result if it turns out to be true. It is something that goes against everything that we've believed in for the last, 100 years.
Emil Jensen is a particle physicist at the Niels Bohr Institute in Copenhagen. He says these results, as exciting as they may be, have to be viewed critically. He says many things can go wrong, so it's important to keep repeating the same experiment before the results can be trusted. Physicists at Fermilab outside Chicago and another physics lab in Japan are planning to conduct experiments to simulate the CERN Gran Sasso experiments. It will take about 2 to 3 years before scientists know whether their old theories are still valid or if they will have to be scrapped and begin work on a new unified theory of how the universe was formed. Lisa Schlein, Deutsche Welle Radio, Geneva.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the program. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.